U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has tough words for China. Adjust your behavior in trade, international and military, and political arenas, or else. Bolton says President Donald Trump has pledged to ramp up his administration's pressure on China. He says the president believes China is the major issue of the century and that Beijing has long taken advantage of the international order without objections from the U.S. Washington and Beijing are currently engaged in a bitter trade war. The Trump administration has also accused China of trying to undermine the president ahead of next month's congressional election, something Beijing has denied. The U.S. also accuses China of reckless military action in the South China Sea. Political commentator Keith Preston says the threatening remarks by U.S. officials are aimed at creating leverage for Washington in its failure and its future negotiations in Beijing.
John Bolton positions himself as an extreme hawk, and he is associated with America's neoconservative movement, which is a tendency within the Republican Party that is very oriented towards extreme militarism with regard to international relations. He's also prone to saying a lot of things that are way over the top. A while back, he gave a speech to a pro-Israeli group where he argued that there was going to be a regime change in Iran within the next year or two. He once wrote an article for the New York Times claiming that a nuclear war between the United States and North Korea wouldn't really be that big of a deal. It would essentially be a winnable war for the United States. So John Bolton has to be taken with a grain of salt. Anything that John Bolton says, we have to take with only so much seriousness. He's very prone to making these very inflammatory and very over-the-top statements. Now, it is true, though, that the context in which John Bolton is making this statement is important because the G20 summit meeting is coming up next month in Argentina. Of course, the United States and the Chinese will be there. And I think that what John Bolton is trying to do in part is create some leverage for the United States in terms of whatever negotiations may take place between the United States and China.